This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
And Jimmy, I'm happy you made it here today. I wasn't sure how last night would go for you. Opening up for Thunder Down Under, the Australian strip crew.
Yeah? I was popular.
Did you you did a good job?
I did a good job on stage.
Did you strip?
The real talent didn't want me to, but I had to, you know.
I told you you'd take some clothes off.
I took my jacket off at
least. Thank you. I knew you would. You were all, no, they told me I can't. I can't take anything off. And I was like, Jimmy, you're going to take something off on that stage.
I got to push the envelopes once in a while.
You're going to get the women fired up, right?
I also had two whiskeys in me, but when I
was going to ask if you had any drinks before you went out on stage.
And then after, I was sitting in the audience because I had a bunch of.
Stayed for the show, hey?
It was awkward.
Did you learn some things? Because these are like some buff Australian dudes
They jump from the ground onto the stage. The stage is past my forehead.
Yeah.
We can get you a
smaller stage.
And they were on the table shaking their thing. I was trying to make sure I didn't get any eye damage.
What were their costumes like?
Oh, they had a variety. Like, they had cowboy, they had cop,
those are classics, yeah. You need a cop.
Gangster. They had, like, a bunch. Hmm. Because they did it the same as Body Heat does, so you have the highlight.
That's the crew that you roll with sometimes. Yeah,
they have the highlight dancer, so the one that actually goes all the way down to the G-string.
Yeah. Was there wiener out last night? Did you see any wiener?
No. But so what they do is they do a routine with all of them, and then four of them disappear, and then the one guy finishes the show, and then brings somebody, and then brings a girl on stage, does some stuff,
little lap dance and everything else.
Yeah.
What was the music selection like?
Oh, classics? it was all over the place. They did Save a Horse, Ride a Short Guy.
Yeah, makes sense.
They did a lot of hip hop stuff.
Oh yeah, so it was a good night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You got up there and you hyped him up. It's fun introducing strippers, hey?
It's fun introducing a crowd anyway. But it was all women, or mostly women, and getting them fired up for strippers is
makes you want to do it more. Maybe dust off the G-string, get out there a little more on stage.
Send an email to me and I can do your show.
I get 10% for finder's fee.
Bye.
As your agent. 95.7 Cruise FM. How's she going? It's Cruise Mornings. Grant and Jimmy. The 100 most influential people of 2024 list was revealed by Time Magazine. I kind of skimmed through it, Jimmy. There were some names on there. Patrick Mahomes was on there. He's been on there before. Elliot Page, Dua Lipa.
Yeah, there was tons of names on there. But
Michael J. Fox was the one everyone was talking about.
Yeah, that one was big.
Well, he's getting an award, too, from them. So that was kind of part of his feature.
Like Humanitarian of the Year or something.
Yeah. And then a big reason he also got a lot of attention was because, everyone loves Michael J. Fox. How could you not love him? And B, because they got Ryan Reynolds to do the write-up about him. And it was really good.
Yes. He did such a good job.
He was talking about how Ryan Reynolds' kid just watched Back to the Future for the first time and became like a huge fan, like loved it. And he hasn't told his kid yet that he knows Michael J. Fox. Like, he hasn't told him that they're friends. And he just talked about how likable he was and how everyone loves him, generations. And I just want to say this about it. I'm not going to sit here and read it to you. You can go find it and read it yourself. But I will say, I would like Ryan Reynolds to do the eulogy at my funeral, please. I'm going to put that out there. If I die before Ryan Reynolds, you need to call him or tweet him and get him to write my eulogy or write my obituary, at least. That's my one request, Jimmy. That's all I have.
Okay, I'll make sure that happens.
Is that a topic? Who do you want doing your eulogy or your obituary? Let's see. See what comes in. 780-989-0957. Cruise Mornings, it's Grant and Jimmy. We're talking about who would you like to do your either eulogy or obituary. And Dave Grohl actually came in there. Crazy Canuck saying Dave Grohl would be one of his choices. He would be awesome. Well done. He's always entertaining. He's always, I agree with that one.
He's very personable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Jimmy, who is yours?
I have to go with Brad Williams.
I hate...
He's saying the M word there.
Hate me too. They hate me.
He's saying he hates little people. He is a little person.
And I don't like them either. And he said another thing he said, and they hate him. You know how many, most of the complaints I get are from little people.
So you always say, like, Brad Williams steals all my jokes.
He does steal all my jokes.
He doesn't steal your jokes. He didn't come up with them. It's just that there are maybe 10 little people jokes out there. You all recycle them and reuse them. He just got famous for using them.
When I run through
the grass, it tickles me balls.
No, but it's just the stories he tells that are funny. I've lived through those same stories, like almost dying in a snowdrift. That happens to me on a daily basis. The only difference is I live here. He lives in California. He came here once and stole my joke.
I don't think he stole your joke. Like I said, you have 10 jokes that all get recycled. Who would you like to do your eulogy or obituary? 780-990-0957. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy, and we're talking about who would you like to do your obituary or your eulogy. This is because Michael J. Fox just was named on the 100 most influential list of people, and Ryan Reynolds wrote the write-up about him, and I was like, man, I want Ryan Reynolds writing my obituary, because people loved it. And people will love my obituary if Ryan Reynolds writes it.
But we do have to clarify that...
he's not dead, no.
Michael J. Fox is not dead.
But it was just a really nice write-up, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
There's two people that I would love to do my eulogy.
Okay, who are they?
Either Wanda Sykes or Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like the Wanda Sykes idea.
Yeah, I want my celebration of life to be funny and uplifting. I don't want a somber occasion.
Plus, if you have Wanda Sykes or especially Kevin Hart, you can sell tickets to your funeral and make some money for your family.
There you go. There you go to offset the cost, right?
That's right. Who are we talking to?
Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy. There was another one coming from Kane on the text line, and he said Christopher Walken doing his eulogy. Could you imagine? I got to play this whole speech.
You watch those nature documentaries on the cable?
Yeah.
You see the one about lions?
Yeah.
Get this lion. He's the king of the jungle. Huge mane.
Do you know this movie, Jimmy?
He's laying down.
Don't recognize it.
Pool Hall Junkies.
Africa.
It's so good.
He's so big. He's so hot.
Just listen to him tell this speech.
He doesn't want to move. Now, the little lion cubs, they start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. The lioness, she starts messing with him, coming over.
Imagine this at my funeral.
Still, nothing. No, the other animals.
I want to get people hyped up.
Yeah, you're more of a Ryan Reynolds, like as you said.
The jackals. Hyenas.
Hyenas.
They're barking at him, laughing at him.
Kind of gives me Al Pacino vibes.
And his toes. And eat the food that's in his domain. They do this, and they get closer and closer and bolder, till one day, that lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything.
So intimidating.
Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is.
Oh, man. I'll be leaving your funeral hyped up, Kane. 95.7 Cruise FM. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. We've been talking about who would you get to do the obituary at your funeral or even just write your eulogy. This one came in. Fred Durst.
How many people here ever woke up one morning?
Limp Bizkit.
And just decided it wasn't one of those days and you're going to break some...
Infamous Woodstock 99 performance.
Well, this is one of them days,
yo. Yeah, Fred Durst would be great. And then the number one that came in for sure, texted in the most that I saw from Tanya, from Kindersley, Trucker Gill, a bunch of people said Stu said Morgan Freeman. Yeah, that one's...
There's a guy like me in every state and federal prison in America, I guess.
He's the GOAT.
I'm the guy who can get it for you.
Didn't...
Taylor made cigarettes. A bag of reefer if...
He's the best. There's no one better.
Weren't they going to get him to do the greetings on the bus or so?
They did, I'm pretty sure they... That,
Subway.
Yeah. I think there's also like GPSs you can get that are Morgan Freeman voices, all sorts of things. So,
yeah, that would be awesome.
He's the best. Him and David Attenborough. He'd be good too. The Planet Earth guy. Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy. 95.7 Cruise FM. How's she going? So NHL playoffs are here.
Yeah.
Jimmy is actually in a playoff pool. He does this podcast on, I don't know what day you do it, on Wednesdays or something.
I do it on Wednesdays.
Him and a bunch of other truckers get together.
Yes.
Trucker Brian and Trucker Jimmy do a podcast together where they talk about the long life on the road and way she goes and piss jugs and stuff. And you guys are doing a playoff pool.
Yes.
So you need some help.
So I need some help. You know me and my hockey knowledge. I mess up the sports every day. So Panthers, Lightning.
So we're going to go through and choose. I'm going to say Panthers. Florida.
Okay. Leafs and Bruins.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Man, the Bruins are so good. They always give the Leafs a hard time, but my gut is telling me go with the Leafs.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at that, too.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. Rangers and Capitals.
Rangers. President's Trophy winners. Had a great season.
Hurricanes and Islanders.
Hurricanes, for sure.
Stars and Knights.
Ooh. Ah, that's tough, because Golden Knights are the defending champions, right? And they're getting Mark Stone back. He miraculously recovered from his injuries for just in time for playoffs. I'm going with Golden Knights.
Okay, and Jets and Avalanche.
Jets.
Okay, Canucks and Predators.
Canucks.
And, of course, the Oilers.
Oilers, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you didn't choose the Oilers, we'd kick you out of the city. So
yeah, I figured that much.
They play their first game Monday night, right? So, and they're playing against the Kings. So I think they play like Monday, and then they don't play again until Thursday or something. It's a weird break after the first game. Not a big fan of it, but man, first round of playoffs, the best. Multiple playoff games every evening.
Yeah,
it's the dream.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Judson.
Here's one of the more bizarre stories you'll hear about, and this one's true. Sometimes you see headlines like this and you think this can't be real, but it is true. A woman in Brazil has been arrested after she wheeled a corpse into a bank to co-sign on a loan for her. She needed a co-signer, so she went and got one. There's video of it. She literally wheels a dead body in a wheelchair, and then is talking to it saying, "Uncle, I need you to sign this for me, please. To get this loan, I need you to sign." She takes his dead cold hand and puts the pen in it. She tried the weekend at Bernie's. And now we can confirm, after years of speculation and years of barroom debates, that movie is total BS. And it would have never worked. There's no way that people would believe that Bernie was alive. As much as that movie tried to convince us and show us that you can fool people into believing that a corpse is alive, it would not work. Because this woman, basically, well, she was immediately arrested as soon as she tried it. Nobody fell for it. As soon as they saw, they're like, that person's dead. And guaranteed, she recently watched Weekend at Bernie's and thought, wow, it's so easy. And now she's going to prison. Another reason why we can't trust Hollywood. 95.7 Cruise FM. Last night was the debut of Cinnamon Jimmy.
Yes.
Down at the River Cree. Jimmy introduced Thunder Down Under. They're playing shows tonight and tomorrow as well. I believe sold out, though.
Yeah, they were sold out both days.
And last night you got to introduce them, open up for them. You debuted this new character, Cinnamon Jimmy. And we have the video up. Now, on our Cruise page, it's going on our webpage as well, 957cruisefm.ca, and I just want to play the little bit of your intro.
place at the River Cree.
Oh, yeah.
They show the audience.
It was crazy.
You sound great. It's not the name of the show, but... close. You forgot what you were going to say.
But then I pull up.
Oh,
my,
someone like that. You pull your phone out,
and then it's not even open to it, so I had to unlock my phone.
And then you say towards the end here, you start. Oh yeah, there you go. There are the jackets coming off, ladies. Listen to them. Oh, he's waving it. Listen to that applause. They love you. Well done, Jimmy. That's awesome. The full video, like I said, it's up on our webpage?
It's on our webpage. It's on our YouTube page. It'll be up on our social media shortly.
That's awesome. Cinnamon Jimmy, you crushed it. Well done. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. I thought this was a really cool story. James Hetfield, you know, Metallica.
Yeah.
He got a tattoo. He was showing this off. Using some of Lemmy's ashes. You know, Lemmy, Motorhead.
Oh, Ace of Spades.
So he died a few years back, and Hetfield was given some of Lemmy's ashes. So I guess they spread it out to a bunch of people, and Hetfield got some of them.
That's a thing now, because I know one of my nieces got a little bit of my dad's in her tattoo.
Did she get it mixed into her tattoo, too?
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask, is this a thing people do? Or is this new?
No, because
it's cool. They mix it in with the ink, and then they put it in, obviously.
Yeah, they do that with... Yeah. You can do that with tattoos. They sometimes... like, you can get a jewel with some in. You can get...
You can get it all turned into jewelry and stuff. All sorts of different things.
Yeah, but that's the little bit in the tattoo. That's one of my nieces did.
A cool idea. Much better than what they did with Tupac's ashes. They smoked them, apparently. Allegedly, his friend smoked his ashes. So, yeah. I like this idea better.
Yeah.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
So, what's... Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Remember his Batman back Batman?
Yes, I do remember that. He was probably one of my favorite Batmans.
He is
before
the most
Christian Bale came along.
He was the most popular, and he still is with a lot of the hardcore Batman fans.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about doing a sequel to the original Tim Burton's Batman.
Batman.
So it's going to be a sequel to Batman Returns. Obviously, it's going to be he's going to be a bit older because that was like 107 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're going to have one with Michael Keaton as Batman.
I thought he did come back. Like, I thought they did a Flash movie Michael Keaton.
He was like an alternate universe.
So he
Batman.
Did. He was in that movie. That did come out. I didn't just dream that.
No.
Did you see it?
I had a hard time with that one.
Because, well, The Flash is kind of a weird superhero. Just runs really fast. But I was like, why would they choose that movie to bring all these Batmen back? Was George Clooney in that one?
Yeah. It was because it was a multiverse. And
was George Clooney in that? No.
No.
No, it was Michael Keaton. Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
And then just the two of them?
Yeah.
No, and Christian Bale?
No.
So this is a new Batman movie? Is that what you said? I wasn't really listening.
Yeah.
I was just looking for opportunities to play this.
Batman. That's way too... don't go any slower than that. Okay, they're talking about doing a sequel to the Tim Burton.
There we go.
That's it.
Cruise.
Zeppelin. Friday, whole lot of loving. It finally happened, Jimmy. I can't believe I wasn't there, but Creed played their first show
in 12 years yesterday.
How were you not told?
I had to
You're
be.
You're one of their biggest fans.
Well, and I don't want to sound like a hipster, but I was like, people, it's kind of trendy now to be like, Creed's awesome. Woo, love Creed. I was doing this. Like, I've legitimately loved Creed for years. I call those the dark days when people used to laugh at me for it. And when I used to go to karaoke bars and I would sign up for Creed Higher and the karaoke host wouldn't let me sing it because it legitimately happened where they'd go, no one wants to hear Creed. And I would be like, let me sing it. I'll get the people going, man. I'll get the people going. Well, yeah, now they're back. They're trendy, and they're on that Summer of 99 cruise that they put together. They started their show with Are You Ready? Which is a great opener. And then ended with this one. Oh, sorry. This is a video of me singing Creed. The piano karaoke.
Song,
I sang this at my wedding.
I know
at the reception.
And I believe your wife was shaking her head.
So this is what they actually finished with. This is them. First time in 12 years as a band on a boat in the middle of the ocean. Creed's back, baby. Woo! I'll show you everything. And we got to play it now. This doesn't get you hyped up for the weekend. I don't know what will. Come on. Hurry up. It's Creed. Higher. They're back. Creed's cool again. It's Curtis Mornings with Grant and Jimmy on 95.7 Cruise FM. We're going to take you higher, Jimmy. Let's go. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy, 95.7 Cruise FM. Have you seen people dumping all over drumsticks this week, Jimmy? Have you noticed that?
I heard about it, but I don't understand why.
I keep seeing posts about it. Well, it's because someone did a video where they took a drumstick out of their freezer. You know, drumsticks, the ice cream ones, the chocolate, the peanuts. And they let it sit out on the counter and it like wouldn't melt. It was just staying the same as it was. So people were like, look at this. What is going on with drumsticks? And they had to put out a thing and be like, this is why. It's because it's not actually ice cream. They have milk and they have cream in it, but they don't have the 10% milk fat that's required to be called ice cream.
Oh.
So I guess because it's got less fat, it freezes harder, holds the shape better, and doesn't melt as fast. It'll like stay how it is a lot of times. So the reaction you see when you're like, the drumsticks, it's kind of like when you see the burgers that don't mold or the Wonder Bread that's good, like, I've had this loaf of Wonder Bread since the 60s, and it's still not molding. You know, when you see that, and you're like, I probably shouldn't be eating that anymore. They said, that's not the case with drumsticks. No, it's not ice cream, but it's not made of, like, pig lips or something. Like, it's milk and dairy. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Enjoy them.
That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.